You're listening to SBS News.
A major police response in Copenhagen after a gunman opened fire at a shopping centre in the Danish capital, killing three people and injuring several others. Footage from inside the Fields Mall showed chaotic scenes, with people running to flee. Some people hid in shops, while others fled in a panicked stampede. Eyewitness Maximilian von Rentalen told the BBC that he heard several shots just as he was about to enter to buy groceries.
Just as I was about to enter the shopping mall, about 5:30, I heard several shots. And at the time, I didn't think that those shots were actual gunshots, because it's not something that you would imagine in a country like Denmark. And momentarily after, there were people running out, screaming, crying. And that's when it hit me that something serious was actually happening.
The Fields Mall is one of Denmark's biggest shopping centres, located in the south of Copenhagen on the outskirts of the capital, with more than 140 shops and restaurants, and situated near an underground rail line that connects it to the city centre. It's only a couple of kilometres away from the Royal Arena, where Harry Styles was due to perform before his show was abruptly cancelled. Cassandra Stoltz and her younger sister had tickets to the concert. They'd stopped off first at the mall to get an early dinner when the gunman opened fire.
We just sat and ate our food because we were going to Harry Styles' concert. And then we were just done, and then everyone came running, and we thought, oh, maybe they have seen Harry Styles since he's in town. So we just, oh, but it's just a fun thing. But then when people started running and we saw the panic, and a guy with a pushing cart, he had a child in it, and it just fell over everything. So he just took the child and ran, and we just, it's not a joke anymore, because then it was like quite serious. So we didn't know what to do, so we ran, people were guiding us towards the exit sign, and then we ran up the roof and were stuck there for a while.
Cassandra's father Hans says his two daughters are traumatized.
My oldest daughter, who's 18, she's barely holding it together. My other daughter, she got in the stampede that started when the perpetrator was firing shot everywhere, apparently. She got cut in several places as well from people and falling over chairs and all that kind of stuff. So it's pure terror. This is awful, you know. You might wonder how a person could do this to other human beings, but it's beyond, you know, anything that's possible.
The gunman, captured in video footage wearing a vest and a backwards cap, is reported to have lured victims by claiming his hunting rifle was fake. He was later seen on his knees after surrendering to armed police outside. Authorities confirmed they've arrested a 22-year-old Danish man who they believe acted alone. Chief Police Inspector Søren Thomasson.
We have a situation in which we have three people killed, a man in his 40s and two young people. In addition, we have three people injured. We have several injured, but three injured are in a critical situation. In connection with the arrest of our suspect, who we are convinced is the perpetrator, we are in possession of a rifle, and he was in possession of ammunition for the rifle. The arrest was undramatic in connection with him being apprehended.
Gun violence is relatively rare in Denmark. Tina Quinn, SBS News.